And joined in the studio by Paul Golder. As you know, every week now, Paul gets to go down for the weekly briefing from Brentwood Borough Council. And he's been down this morning, and you've come in to let us know what's been talked about today.
Yes, there's nothing earth-shattering, and I don't mean that in a rude way. Sometimes you get earth-shattering stuff, and sometimes we will have to get on and do our jobs. But a few little bits and pieces that we should just be talking about. First one is the council are looking at new alternative energies. This is something we talked about, I think it might have been last week when you were away. The council are looking to do more solar powers and solar energy and that kind of thing, which is good for the summer because you get a lot of sunshine and the solar panels store it and then you can use the electricity. Not so good in the winter when we don't see the sun for 6 months or so. Now, the town hall needs a lot of gas to heat it, like any large building in the winter, and the council are looking to run the boiler on wood chips and wood pellets, because this is something that we talked about last week, because they've got the wood chip fire that's been taking place in Mount Nessing, and this is a good they burn forever and ever, wood chips, apparently. You set them alight and they're very slow burners, so The council's actually looking at ways that they can convert wood chips and pellets into energy cheaply and efficiently now. And they're going to go and have a look at another council in Hampshire where this is taking place already, and the council's also applied for membership of tree management associations and this kind of thing. Now, this is all about coppicing, the ancient art of coppicing, where woodland is stripped of all its wood for heating. Now, the idea is that we're not going to be, firstly, it's two things, because I'm a bit of a environmental supporter. I think it's fair to say, if you ask me personally about climate change, I would say, yeah, definitely something going on. I'm not a denier or anything like that. So the first thing I thought was, this could be terrible. Firstly, it could be pollution in burning it, and secondly, why are we cutting down our woodland to heat the town hall? And I was put right on both of these things. No, there's no smoke coming out of the process when you burn this wood chip. A bit technical for me, but I'm sure there's no smoke. Also, we're not talking about stripping down. We've got a lot of woods in the borough area, and we're not talking about stripping down any of them with live trees. But there are a lot of dead trees, a lot of trees that have fallen over in the wind and that kind of thing, and they're just lying there because, you know, these are big woodlands. No one's going to go. We haven't got millions of people who can go there and keep them tidy.
Yeah.
Now, one wood in Shenfield has actually got 400... tons of timber, dead trees lying on the ground waiting to be removed. Now, this is the kind of wood that can be cleared away, and if it's turned into energy, it's going to save the council a lot of money. So the council is looking at these alternative energies, solar power for the summer and wood chip burning for the winter.
Yep.
The idea is to keep the utility costs down throughout the borough, more money to be spent on other things that the council want to do. Makes sense. So that was the first thing that we talked about. Then Phil Baker was there as well, Brentwood First Councillor, and he's been chatting to traders in Shenfield, and they're going to have another Lighting Up Shenfield. Do you remember 2 years ago they had Lighting Up Shenfield?
Yep.
The day after Lighting Up Brentwood. They didn't have it last year because the council didn't have the budget, the previous administration didn't have the budget, and they had a celebration of Small Business Day, which happened around about the same time as well. So they did that activity in Shenfield instead. Now this year they want to have a bit of a hybrid of the two. They want to support small businesses, and they want to have slightly bigger lighting up to what it was before. So maybe some choirs, there's going to be a PA, and there's going to be bit of entertainment, fairground rides, hog roast, that kind of thing, or a vegetarian hog roast if you're vegetarian, I'm sure. This is news to everyone except me, because I was invited yesterday on behalf of Phoenix FM to do the entertainment, not me personally, but the radio station. So we will be down there once again, and we're delighted to be there because we had great fun 2 years ago doing it, and quite a few hundred people were there. To be fair, for a very small event that took place in Shenfield, just pretty much at the last minute, and it got quite a good turnout, so we were very happy with that. And they're going to close off the bottom of Friars Avenue, create an area by the library again, I would imagine, which is where they were last 2 years ago. Hutton and Shenfield Union Church will be getting involved as well, which is good. So there'll be maybe some Christmas carols and things like that, which is always nice coming up to Christmas, even though it's going to be end of November. We'll get you in the Christmas spirit nice and early. There's going to be more lights as well. That was always something that the previous administration, it was always mentioned they didn't have enough Christmas lights, and that Brentwood Council now want to make it more Christmassy, and they also don't want to make Shenfield a poor relation of Brentwood. A lot of people live and work in Shenfield. Yeah. Brentwood gets the lion's share of everything that goes on in the borough, which is only natural. But they want to make sure that they're not neglecting Shenfield as well, and they're giving something back to the traders and to the people there as well.
Yeah.
So that was, that's their plans for Christmas. Oh, they're also talking about meeting the Town Twinning Association to have a German market in mm-hmm. Brentwood.
Oh, it'd be lovely, yeah.
I love German markets, mm-hmm. I have to admit. I'm a big fan of sausages and beer.
Yeah.
And if there's one country that's got sausages and beer right, it's Germany. There's absolutely no argument about that, you know. I would happily convert Britain from the pound to the euro if we could have more sausages and beer from Germany here. Is that a bit too, maybe in Brentwood, but there you go. No, that's it's a good thing. What I'm basically trying to say is having a German market here is it would be a nice thing. You know, you have them in other towns and they're always entertaining. So they may be in Brentwood, maybe in Shenfield. Also, we have the Victorian evening in Ingatestone as well. Yeah. So maybe there'll be one in Ingatestone too. The Victorians, of course, were Queen Victoria was German herself. So there you go, perfect fit. The council are also looking at the way that they can get these little clusters of shops where you get half a dozen shops in a row, like where Chicken and Frog is, and trying to get them involved as well, because they don't want it all to be about the high streets.
Yeah.
So they want to get all the little traders up and down the borough involved in one way. So they're going to try and get them involved in the whole lighting up and Christmas celebrations. Also mentioned, now this is a little bit maybe no firm plans, bit speculative, when the words William Hunt Away rears their head again, and when it's all up and running, the council hope that there can be a large public realm in that area where there could be markets and that kind of thing. I stopped short of saying this, but I thought it could be something like a town square, where you may have a town square which wouldn't be necessarily on the high street, but the high street, you know, the shopping street might be just off of it. But a lot of towns do have a town square where you get these fairs taking place and markets, and it is a bit of a public space. Yeah. And I've always thought Brentwood needed somewhere like that, because it's just a big high street otherwise, and it needs something a little bit special where people wouldn't mind going and spending a bit of time. You know, there's other things, you know, we've talked about Peace Square in Sheffield, which has water fountains, and you get, you know, Olympic Park, where you get kids running up and down in the water fountains, and you get this in a lot of places. So maybe something like that for Brentwood as well, you know, something to give a bit of civic pride back, to make it feel like it's a really nice town to be, rather than just a town with some shops in it, which, you know, I'm all for that. I think it's a good idea. I have no idea how it's going to be funded, but I'm all for spending the money on something like that. Anyway, I'm no politician, I should add.
Just a huge sausage factory.
I'm no politician. I'm just very much into town squares, fountains, and sausages and beer. Okay, I think I've I think I've talked enough about what I want. Anyway, this is something that the council is going to be looking at. So, we talked a little bit about King George's playing fields as well, where a lot of work's been put on there. A lot of people over there with the skate park and the golf and so on, and they're looking at replacing the paddling pools next, which is quite old, so still got to focus on there about how to improve that all the time, which is great news. Just a reminder as well that the council will be launching its William Hunter Way residents online consultation on 1st of September.
Yep.
So we'll be talking about that next week, I'm sure, and there'll be a hard copy going out as well to all the residents. This is the first major piece of engagement with the public since the new administration took over, so they're hoping that as many people as possible will be answering the questions and giving their views on what they think should be done with William Hunt Away, and then hopefully we can stop talking about William Hunt Away. I think we all want to stop talking about it, we just want something to be done with it, really. So all good things on the horizon, hopefully.
Excellent.
Good, so that was it. So that's it for another week. Just another reminder as well, there's a planning meeting on Tuesday, which has got a few, not of interest to everybody, but it's got a few controversial schemes that are going to be discussed, and you can watch that on the council webcast as well. So a few things going on in Brentwood and Ingatestone and Doddinghurst with that. So if you're interested in planning issues, if you're in one of the villages, then give that a watch as well, or listen to Phoenix FM, because I'm sure we'll be talking about what happened.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks a lot then, Paul. I'm glad we got there in the end.
Good.